Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Joel chapter 1 today, verses 1 through 4. Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. It says, "The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, 'Hear this, you elders, give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten.'" We hear now at the beginning of our book of Joel a prophecy of the fact that a judgment is coming, and God is telling the nation of Israel to pay attention, to have everyone listen. And then he says this, he goes, "Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children and their children to another generation." And then he talks about the devastation that is coming. He says, well, I'm going to do something here that you've never really seen before to get your attention. And I want you to pass on the word so others will hear about it. Now, that's what I want to talk to you about today. That's the challenge I want to pull out of Joel chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. All through the scriptures, we see that God a lot of times changes how he does things. He does things different, something you've never seen before, to get your attention. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2 through 5, and then again in verse 16, we see that God says that he's going to do something that they hadn't seen before, nor had their fathers ever seen before. You shall remember, it says in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, "The whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and he let you hunger, and he fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Oh, your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. And know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you." Listen to verse 16. "Who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do good in the end." That sounds a lot like what we just read here in Joel. Has such a thing ever happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Have you seen such a thing? And have your fathers seen such a thing? God, a lot of times, has to do things that we've never seen before to get our attention, because we have a tendency to kind of phase God out of our lives, have a tendency to kind of think we've got life in the world figured out, and we've got even God figured out in our minds. But folks, let me say to you, as we get closer and closer to the end, you're going to start seeing things that you have never seen before. You're going to see chaos that you haven't imagined. The Bible even talks in the tribulation period, for those that are going to be on the earth at that time, they're going to be things that have never seen before. And Jesus describes those days as so bad, no day has ever been, or no days have ever been so bad, nor will ever be again. And if he doesn't cut those days short, no human being will be spared. Folks, please understand that God has a reason for why he continues to upset the apple cart, if you will, to all of a sudden have things so different than they were before. It's because we become complacent and we lose sight of the fact that God is God and not us. And many times when we get comfortable, God says, "I need to make you uncomfortable, show you something you've probably never seen before." Because we have a tendency as well, if we've seen it before, to say, "Well, I know what to do. We've been down this road before," instead of checking with God. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord." I apologize. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Never lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." Folks, listen closely. We're to always check with God, and he'll show us what to do. But we have a tendency to, when we come across similar situations, say, "I know what we've done in the past. I'm going to handle it the same way again." And God says, "I want you to keep checking with me." And sometimes, to get our attention, he has to do something we've never seen before, or been through, go through something we've never gone through before. So we will then have no choice but to say, "God, where are you? We need you. Help." Hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.